USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Midland, Texas police say a mass murder suspect was shot and killed at a Synergy Theater in Odessa, Texas.
The information that I have is there is one suspect. Suspect is deceased. Multiple injuries to citizens. We also have some law enforcement who has been injured.
Odessa Mayor David Turner describing the scene. Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is monitoring the situation.
The president is supposed to be Attorney General. The FBI is already assisting local law enforcement in the investigation going forward.
South Carolina is under a state of emergency due to Hurricane Dorian. Governor Henry McMaster issued the order on Saturday activating the state's emergency operations plan after the Category 4 storm shifted to threaten South Carolina. The core of the storm is expected to be near or over portions of the northwestern Bahamas on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Millions of Americans are traveling for the Labor Day weekend, and the good news is that gas prices are cheaper on average nationwide than they were this time last year. Robert Sinclair with AAA tells Yahoo News this is a great time to be out there on the open road.
Lots of crude oil around. There are new refineries in China and Asia, and that leads to a lot of product coming from that area of the world to the West Coast. We're getting a lot of product coming from Europe, but also the United States is now probably the number one oil producer in the world, upwards of 12 million barrels per day. That's more than 2 million from just a couple of years ago. So we are swimming in crude oil, and because of that, we think gasoline prices will continue to go down.
North Korea's vice foreign minister said on Saturday that recent remarks made by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo regarding North Korea's rogue behavior will complicate peace negotiations between the two countries. Pompeo made the comments while speaking at the American Legion National Convention in Indiana on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
According to the Conference Board, U.S. workers are more satisfied with their jobs today than they were a few years ago. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Dr. Robin Erickson of the Conference Board tells us that level of satisfaction was up to 53.7%.
It's an increase of 2.7 percentage points from the last year. 2018 is the eighth year in a row where job satisfaction has improved for an increase of 11% since 2010.
Erickson, who was the principal researcher for the Conference Board study, tells us there's been a big jump in the job satisfaction rate when you look back at 2010.
Back in 2010, job satisfaction was only 42.6%, so it's gone up quite a bit, 11 percentage points since 2010.
Many first-time home buyers are struggling to find that right home they're looking for. Realtor.com chief economist Danielle Hale talks on Fox Business about some of the challenges buyers are having in this tricky housing market.
Well, as you know, prices have risen for several years in a row now, and it's particularly hard for first-time home buyers because while we have more homes overall in the housing market, we still don't have very many entry-level homes. Builders have really struggled to build in those lower price points, and that just means first-time home buyers are out there for a long time shopping for a home.
As far as if first-time home buyers are prepared, Hale says,
that's a great question. It is a process, and so it makes sense to pair with an expert who's going to help guide you through that process. You can get lots of information on sites like Realtor.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.